How do you know? This is a big question. Here it says, Hridayena Bhunu Gyato. The heart will know. So on the checklist, we're saying the revealed truth, living, interpretation, all these other things. But then how do you know? Saying your heart will recognize that. And then you say, what if I'm wrong? Sometimes my heart was, I thought about some particular relationship that the heart is supposed to know about, and it was wrong. I was wrong. I've lived and learned to say, I was wrong. My heart was deceived, or I deceived myself. I'm not sure. So I don't want this to happen for this type of choice. So what are we left with is our sincerity. Krishna and Arjuna have a similar conversation in Bhagavad Gita. And Arjuna's wondering not only some of the things that you said, but he's thinking, what about also, I dedicate myself to this, I pursue this, and I don't achieve perfection. Then all that time I could have been cultivating like my mundane life. I put all that time and energy in spiritual cultivation, but I didn't achieve perfection there. It seems like I lose out in both worlds. And a famous sloka, Krishna says, Nahi kalyanakrit kaschid durgatim tatagachchati. He said, that which is kalyan, kalyan means auspicious, or as I said before, ultimately beneficial. Saying, to whatever degree you get involved in this, it's good for you permanently. Whereas even materially, if you cultivate something perfectly, it will be taken away from you or you will vanish. One or the other is going to happen. Guru Maharaj, he expressed it. He rendered it in his own way, sort of condensed it and paraphrased it. And this is the key point. He would say, sincerity is invincible. If you are sincere, you'll be victorious. If I am sincere, if I do not deceive myself, then no one can deceive me. Because we're told, well, we should be careful. Yes, we should be careful. And he's saying, but who you really need to be careful about is you. So he said, we have a strong tendency towards self-deception. That's why we're here. We deceived ourselves. I said, well, why did we come? You deceived yourself, I deceived myself. We're here on account of bad choices. So when it comes to this all-important choice, we don't want to be wrong. But can we then say, I'm going to eliminate my free will and choice and just someone else will make that choice for me? It can't be that way. So it means we have to hear from the Vaishnavas, hear the scriptures. Someone's particular representation will sympathetically vibrate in our heart, and with a bowed head and folded palms, we'll make a choice. And under the guidance of others too, or who are reliable, you know, we're not beyond consulting with others. But ultimately, it's a personal choice that you have to make. And Guru Maharaj is saying, if you're sincere, you'll be all right. So it's in your hands what you will do, whom you will choose.